Hello, this is Andy Atwell from Vancouver, Washington. The daily reading today is going to be Exodus 19 through 21 and Psalms 33. Exodus chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth from the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai. And it pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey the voice, my voice indeed, and keep the covenant with which you have peculiar treasure unto me above all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them to this day and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that go not up unto the mount, or even touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it is a beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went out from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, Be ready against the third day, come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in a fire. And the smoke therefore ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon the Mount Sinai in the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priest also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up unto Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, and let not the priests and the people break through and come up to the Lord, lest they break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the peoples and spake unto them. Chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord thy God. In it thou not do any work, thou shalt not thy son, thy daughter, thy maidservant, or thy manservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's wife, nor thy neighbor's manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise and the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and they stood afar off. And they said to Moses, speak thou with us and we will hear, but let not God speak with us lest we die. And Moses said to the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, that you may fear that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said to Moses, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth shalt thou make unto me, and shalt sacrifice therein burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, thy oxen, and all the places where I record my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone, for if you lift up a tool upon it, it is polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by the steps to mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Chapter 21. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant 6 years, he shall serve. And on the seventh year he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife and he has borne him some sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges, and he also shall bring him to the door onto the doorpost. And the master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter to be his maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she pleases not her master, who has betrothed her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed to sell her to the strange nation. He shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. And if he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall not be diminished. And if he do not these three unto her, then she shall go out free without money. He that smites a man so that he dies shall be surely put to death. If a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if the man come presumptuously upon the neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar that he may die. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that steals a man and sells him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together and smite one another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keeps his bed, if he rises again and walks abroad upon the staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and he shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according to as a woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judge determines. And if any mischief follow then, thou shalt give life for life, hand for hand, tooth for tooth, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripes. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for the eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for the tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that he die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit. But if the ox were wont to push with the horn in time past, and it has been testified to this by his owner, he has not kept him in, but that he killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner shall also be put to death. If there is to be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him. Whether he has gored a son or has gored a daughter, according to his judgment it shall be done unto him. If the ox shall push manservant or maidservant, he shall give unto the master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or a man shall dig a pit, and not cover it, and an ox or ass falleth therein, the owner of the pit shall make good, and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's, that he die, that they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox shall be divided. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in the time past, and his owner has not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely to the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to nothing. He makes the devices of the people to none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh down from heaven, and beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looks upon the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts alike. He considers all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we have hope in thee.